This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Attorney Troy Rivera of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jason Price, please note the following medical letter, period. Jason is J-A-S-O-N, last name Price, P-R-I-C-E. On October 11th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, period. I reviewed a fair amount of bills, as well as reviewed the patient's deposition, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 5'10", weight 215 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 3rd, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle, which was a semi-truck, ran a flashing caution sign striking the patient's vehicle in the front driver's side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in an Oldsmobile SUV, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and his knees hit the dash, period. The door hit the patient's left side, period. He had immediate pain in both knees, comma, hips, comma, low back, comma, chest pain with shortness of breath, comma, and head pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day he is still having pain in his right knee, comma, low back and hip areas, with his left being greater than his right, period. New paragraph. He states his low back pain is an aggravation of old back injuries that he sustained in the past, period. He has a history of a prior fall with a retained sponge and abscess formation, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into both hips, down both legs, period. The pain actually goes down as far as his feet, period. His treatment included herbal-type medications as well as topicals, period. He is still experiencing a low back pain that radiates to the hip and legs, period. He was still having this pain immediately prior to and at the time of the automobile accident, period. This automobile accident has caused moderate aggravation of his prior back condition by approximately 45%, period. New paragraph. His right knee pain is an aggravation of his prior injuries to the right knee, which has consisted of a prior meniscus removal and a torn ACL repair, period. He had surgery on this approximately 7 years ago, period. He was still having pain in his right knee immediately before and the time of the automobile accident, period. The pain became significantly worse after this automobile accident, period. This automobile accident has caused his pain to be 50% worse, period. The patient has been treating this with his self-prescribed physical therapy and exercises created by the patient, period. He has also been using herbal treatments, oral and topically, period. The right knee pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up and down the leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at Adams County Emergency Room on his own, period. He was treated and released. Initially, he was placed on a heart monitor. And he did. They did have various diagnostic studies, including CT scans, period. Due to COVID, the patient was unable to do other follow-up other than he did his own self-prescribed physical therapy and herbal treatments, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems playing with his grandchildren, comma, doing his occupation of carpentry, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, walking over 1 mile, comma, riding in a car over 30 minutes, comma, sports such as basketball, kickball, and baseball, comma, frisbee, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and lifting over 10 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications denies other than over-the-counter and topical herbal treatments for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes exercises, comma, over-the-counter and topical herbals, comma, and a knee brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies other than anxiety, which is not related to this accident, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals 7 years ago right knee surgery for a torn ACL and meniscus removal, period. The patient has a history of a lung collapse, which required a chest tube in approximately 2001, and this was from a knife stab wound, period. He also had abdominal surgery at the same time for a knife wound, period. The patient has had low back surgery in 1998 and a second surgery in 2004, period. The first back surgery was due to the fall, and the second surgery was due to a retained sponge, period. He also has a history of tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient had a fall injury to his low back in 1998, requiring surgery. However, there was a retained sponge that was removed in 2004, period. This present automobile accident has aggravated his back pain by about 45%, period. The patient has not had other prior injuries to his low back, period. The patient injured his right knee 7 years ago by falling at work, requiring surgery, period. This present automobile accident aggravated his knee by approximately 50%, period. The patient has not had prior right knee injuries, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents other than this one, period. He had one minor automobile accident in the past that did not require treatment, period. The patient had a work injury 7 years ago by a fall, injuring his right knee, period. He has not had any other work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a carpenter full-time, period. He can work full-time, but it is with pain, and he requires assistance of other workers, period. He has to take frequent breaks approximately every 30 minutes, period. The patient missed approximately 2 weeks of work, and I, Dr. Mandel, feel that that is appropriate and consistent with these injuries, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, emergency room report from Adams Memorial Hospital, September 3rd, 2021, his chief complaint included chest pain, back pain, in motor vehicle crash, period. He states he was involved in an MVA this morning, states he was driving and a semi ran a stop sign, hitting him in the front driver side corner, period. On physical examination, his blood pressure and respiratory rate was elevated, consistent with acute trauma, period. The abnormalities were documented on their physical examination, period. They did a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, period. Impression of these results were no traumatic findings within the chest, comma, abdomen, and pelvis on this non-contrast examination, period. The primary encounter diagnosis was chest wall pain, period. A diagnosis of motor vehicle collision, comma, initial encounter was also pertinent to this visit, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing this IME, in reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 3rd, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar and hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number two, aggravation of prior low back pain. Number three, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number four, aggravation of prior right knee pain. Number five, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved. Number six, bilateral arm trauma and pain resolved. Number seven, left knee trauma, comma, and pain resolved. Number eight, chest trauma with shortness of breath and pain resolved, period. The above eight diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of September 3rd, 2021, period. The automobile accident of September 3rd, 2021 has aggravated his prior problems in his low back and right knee area, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, I am confident in stating that there is permanency to the patient's low back and right knee as a result of this automobile accident, period. By permanency, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in both these areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be also susceptible to permanent arthritis in both these areas as he further ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter herbal and topical medications will cost approximately $80 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A right knee brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A back brace will cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient should consider some injections in his back and right knee at a cost of $2,000, period. The patient is more interested in herbal treatments rather than invasive injections, but nonetheless, this may be necessary at a later date, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed medical Bill's comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purposes of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.